Terry Callier and Marlena Shaw are going to be part of the show. And so stick around for that. It's going to be coming up just in a moment.
Like the funk R&B rock.
Yeah, exactly. You know, all that.
Blim, Dream Apparel.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beach Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing, Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
The alphabet has only 26 letters. With these 26 magic symbols, however, millions of words are written every day.
This month in Discorder, check out part 2 of our summer festival preview, which indulges you in the folky, the hippie, the eclectic, and the electronic. Discorder sits down with Hot Panda to talk about things like hot sauce, writing food blogs, and the ultimate battle for panda greatness. We also talk with the V Vecker Ensemble, who are the Captain Planet of Vancouver indie music. We talk with Ryan Smith of Green Burrito Records of the value of cassette tapes, and experience Sasquatch Music Festival through the eyes of Discorder. Don't forget to check out our regular columns like Filmstrip, where we review the film Better Than Something. Check out our events calendar for all the greatest upcoming shows, and our art project focusing on the work of Aaron Moran. And you'll find the greatest in both recorded and live music in our under review and real life action sections. All this and more in the July issue of Discorder, that magazine from CITR, on stands now.
Chocolate Milk. Every Thursday in the back room in the Shine Nightclub at 364 Water Street. Classic house and indie dance realness. Serving up some retro 80s and 90s dance, R&B and hip-hop. Cheap drinks under $5 with DJs G-Love, Jay Douglas, DJT and Colio, plus guests. Free before 11, $5 cover after.
Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
All right, well, let's continue. Millie Jackson, back in the early 70s. And what an incredible record. Just such great songwriting and a great vocal performance.
I love you. Mm-hmm. I need you. Let me have you. You see, the terrible thing about being in love with a married man is the fact that you can't see him when you really want to. And that can get to you sometime. Late in the midnight hour, when you really feel like you need a little love and the man ain't nowhere around. And that can get to you sometime. You really feel like you need someone to hold on to. The man ain't nowhere around, and that can really get to you sometime. But what gets to you most of all is when the holidays roll around. You gotta always be by yourself, 'cause that's the time when the families get together. All the in-laws come to visit, so he has to stay home and play the part of the good and faithful husband. But I ain't worried about it,
Cause I found out that when a man starts tipping away from home, somebody at home is falling down on the home front. That's because when these women marry these men, they have a tendency to take advantage of them. They forget about all the sweet things they say to get them, that they have to keep on saying them to keep them. Cause you got a whole lot of women out there these days, just like me, who'll tell a man anything in the world he feel like he might want to hear. I know. Cause I'm going with a married man. And last New Year's Eve, I was lonesome as a Mickey Ficker. But J1, the man came on in like he was supposed to. And I didn't mind waiting that one day. Cause anything worth having is worth waiting on. So when the man came in, J1, I was right there waiting on him to tell him all them sweet things I know his wife hadn't told him over the holidays. And you can think of a whole lot of good stuff to tell a nigga when you're by yourself. So the minute my man came in the door, J1, I started laying it on him. I said, ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. My baby. You the sweetest thing I know. Yes, you are. Glow. Yes, you do, baby. There ain't no power, no power, no power on this earth to ever, oh Lord, separate us, baby. Cause you are you know I don't want to leave you with a one-sided conception over this day. Anyone out there in my shoes this evening, I want you to know what I'm talking about. I want you to know that there's two sides to this thing. There's a good side to being in love with a married man. And I like it. Cause you see, when you're going with a married man, he can come over two or three times and we can give you a little bit. That means you're two up on the wife already, cause once you marry one, you don't get it but once a week. Another sweet thing is, on payday, he can come over and give you a little bread, and I like that. But the sweetest thing about the whole situation is the fact that when you go to the laundromat, you don't have to wash nobody's funky drawers but your own. And I like it like that. I want to keep my situation just the way it is. And to make sure it stays like that, when my man come over them two or three times a week to give me my piece, I set the clock so he can get up and go home on time. Don't want him to be late. Sometimes it be kind of hard for me to do, but I force myself anyway. I tell him, listen to the clock on the wall. Hey, hey. Listen to the clock on the wall right now, baby. Tick on clock. Listen to the clock on the wall. Hey, hey. Forget about the clock on the wall. I don't wanna be right this morning. I don't wanna be right. No, baby. I don't wanna be right. No, baby.
goes.
Who is this?
Hey, baby, this is me.
Don't you know what time it is?
Well, I want to talk
to you. I have to get up in the morning and go to work. Call me back tomorrow night.
Damn, it's cold.
Mr. Bobby Womack, on Arista Recordings. And Mike, tell them what we're all about.
Celebrating 60 years of UBC Radio, this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh,
from not that too many years ago, Mike.
1987. The Body Sisters. That's what it says on the back of the album cover,
yeah,
y'all.
Yeah, their name is Body, and that was on MCA. A great track that somehow slipped by. You know, one of, actually, in modern soul, that's got to rank in my top 10 all-time favorites, Mike.
Yeah, I have to admit, that is a very nice track, and most interesting, the fact that they were a sister act and seemed to have all the formula that was necessary to be successful then. You know, you can't cover everybody, and a lot of times, like we said before, acts like that just kind of slip through the cracks sometimes, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, our job here is to bring them back to light if they're old, or bring a new light if they're new.
Quality control.
Quality control is what we're about here, and we got an extended show happening. We're going well past the 9 o'clock, so we're just going to carry on with wonderful tracks. We got the Henry Miller mix-up, the Brazilian, all still coming up. But tell us about the Sade track, Mike. You've been asking me to bring some, or play some Sade, and you brought some along.
Well, it's about time to give my girl a little bit of props here. Oh, Helen Fuller Sade Adu from Nigeria. She moved to London at the age of 4. And Sade was a very smart person in that she understood timing. Because in the mid-80s, everything was serious dance, 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 a whole lot of thumping and a whole lot of rumbling abouts. And everything was house this and, you know, there was no touch dancing. There was no slow stuff going out there at all. She knew that the market needed something badly, and she was well prepared. She had a repertoire of about 25 to 30 original tunes. She put about 9 or 10 of them together in her first CD and slowed everything down to a crawl. And all of a sudden, the B-boys and the hip-hoppers started to listen. And that turned over a whole nother leaf in the soul page for a lot of performers in that mid-80s. They knew that they didn't have to go the hip-hop route if they really didn't want to.
Yeah, she encountered some success. Around what time is this track from?
We're talking now, 85. This is Sade at her peak right now, because for a good 3 years, 84, 85, 86, Sade was in it. She was actually named Best New Artist, I believe, in 1985. So okay, she was coming off of her first success. And this is from the second album, and, well, Sade, a very skilled musician, pop, soul, and jazz. This is a nice, nice feel, Sade in a serious mood.
Okay.
This may come as some surprise.
African Rhythms is going to be going right through till around 10:30. It's Gil Scott-Heron.
Rockets and moonshots, and blame it on the happiness. Money, we made it. Yeah, but before we see it, they take it. Yes, yeah, to make you wanna holler at them. The way they do your life, make you wanna holler at them. Means there ain't no chance and to increase a little bit of finance and bills they're gonna pile up the sky to send that boy off to die. Yes, make you wanna holler at them the way they do your life, make you wanna holler at them. Hang ups and let downs and bad breaks and setbacks. The natural fact is, oh baby, that I can't pay for no taxes. Yes, it makes me wanna holler sometimes and throw up both my hands. It makes me wanna holler sometimes. So you say you never heard of the inner city blues, and what's more, you don't understand at all what the ghetto people mean when they say living behind walls. Well then put on your best suit, white shirt and tie, and run on downtown to stand in line for a job washing dishes that you may not qualify. Walk a big hole in a brand new pair of shoes, and you've had your first look at the inner city blues. Go looking for a place to live, but all the while remember what lurks behind the devil's smile. Are we stupid or just naive that we continue to believe money can buy us anything, a slice of the American dream? Yeah, answer ads in the paper about houses for sale and get treated like Charles Manson out on bail. When you start to get frustrated by the tactics they use, you'll recognize the feeling. It's the inner city blues. Yeah, make you want to holler sometime and throw up both your hands. And haven't you ever wondered about why some brothers and sisters were down and out, receiving their sympathy from a bottle of wine, or worse yet, old homicide, living their lives in a glassine bag, or praising the mysteries of Terminal Skag? That's the inner city blues. Makes you want to holler sometimes and throw up both your hands. To see sweet sisters, the blossoms of our African tree, profiling on the corner, talking about 10 and 3. Because in spite of all the money we made and taxes we paid, the woman was looking at hungry babes and some decisions had to be made. Could you tell her it's better to go to your grave as a slave or the minimum wage? Well, I hardly think so, but makes you want to holler sometimes and throw up both your hands. What happens when people start to feel they have nothing to
Uncle
lose,
Sam
nothing to
wants
lose,
you.
Nothing
Uncle
to
Sam
lose, nothing
wants
to lose,
Uncle
nothing
Sam
to lose,
wants
nothing
you.
To lose,
Uncle
nothing
Sam
to lose, nothing to lose. Did you ever hear about Mark Essex and the things that made him choose to fight the inner city blues? Yeah, Essex took to the rooftops guerrilla style and watched while all the crackers went wild. Brought in 600 troops, I hear, brand new to see them crushed with fear. Essex fought back with 1,000 rounds and New Orleans was a changing town. And rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat was the only sound. Yeah, bring on the stone rifles to knock down walls. Bring on the elephant guns. Bring on the helicopters to block out the sun. Yeah, made the devil wanna holler cause 8 was dead and 12 was down. And crying for freedom or brand new sound. New York, Chicago, Frisco, L.A. Justice was served and the unjust were afraid. Cause after all the years and all the fears, brothers were alive, the courage found, and spreading them goddamn blues around. Yeah, make you wanna holler black people and hold up both your hands and say liberation.
Crime is increasing.
chasing. Panic is spreading. And Lord knows where we're heading. Yes, make you want to holler sometimes and throw up both of your hands. Make you want to holler sometimes.
You're listening to African Rhythms right here on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, CITR.ca. Tune in and podcast online.
I saw a dream last night, bright like a falling star, and the sources of light sing so near, yet so far. I thought I was in flight, out where the planets are, moving between day and night. Here am I, and there you are. Follow the dancing girl, vision and amber lace, such an entrancing girl. She moves with such rhythm and grace. Who can she be? Follow the dancing girl, go to a quiet place, here in the weary world, somewhere between. Is born alone. Well, welcome to the twilight zone. You can leave with only what you bring. Things we cannot see appear. Singing songs we cannot hear. And everything is surely everything. Meanwhile in the ghettos, dust and gloom, bird is blowing in his room. All those notes, all those notes won't take the pain away. And man, you'll surely come to home with that needle all up in your arm. And dope will never turn the knife today. Just a little further down the line, baby sister hits these streets at night. Say the wind blows chilly and little Willie needs new shoes.
Tell her what you wanna do. Boogie, bop, or boogaloo.
You are most certainly listening to African Rhythms, an extended edition tonight. A legend in his own time, Terry Callier. New record out on Talking Loud soon. Mike?
That was some of the strange, I mean, some of the most strangely beautiful stuff I've heard in quite a while. He went from folk to funk. I mean, I couldn't believe it. The last 2 minutes of that record were just purely awesome.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite songs, and it's the kind of track that's from the beginning, you're in awe, really. It goes through the emotions, and I'm surely one of the finest tracks I've ever heard. Like,
well, looking at the album cover here, it's impressive looking at who's backing him here. A lot of the stuff that's done on this album are arranged and conducted by Charles Stepney, and we know Stepney for years was the backbone of Earth, Wind & Fire's arrangement corps.
Why don't we go into a track I think that would match with it well, same feel from the same period, Let's Make Peace.
Oh, and Stop the War.
And Stop the War.
Funking!
Let's make peace.
Winnie Cooper presents the Thursday Concert Series at 560. With one of the biggest video walls in North America, 560 is quickly becoming one of the nicest venues Vancouver has to offer. It currently houses four floors, each presenting you with a different musical vibe. In the coming months, the Thursday Concert Series will showcase some of the biggest local and international acts to hit town. The Thursday Concert Series at 560 Club, located at 560 Seymour Street in Vancouver, BC, presented by Winnie Cooper.
Listen to me, somebody to learn. What does it take, y'all? It's time to wake up.
Well, there ain't no sunshine, baby.
What a way to live. What a way to
I
live.
I don't want to die.
What a way to live.
No, no.
Can't beat a song with a good message.
Amen to that, my brother. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, and that one's got a strong one. All right, well, it's 9 o'clock. On 101.9 FM, CITR, and we're going to carry on now until we will see at least 10 o'clock, the longest African rhythms ever. And why don't we do the little Brazilian set, Mike?
Ooh, yes. Bom dia.
Yeah. All right. So let's start with Joe Gilberto himself.
Prece que ela regresse, porque eu não posso mais sofrer. Chega de saudade, a realidade é que sem ela não há paz, não há beleza. É só tristeza e a melancolia que não sai de mim, não sai de mim, não sai. Mas se ela voltar, se ela voltar, que coisa linda, que coisa louca. Pois há menos peixinhos a nadar no mar do que os beijinhos que eu darei na sua boca. Dentro dos meus braços, os abraços são milhões de abraços, apertado assim, colado assim, calado assim. Abraços e beijos e carinhos sem ter fim, que é pra acabar com esse negócio de viver longe de mim. Não quero mais esse negócio de você viver assim. Vamos deixar desse negócio de você viver sem mim. Não quero mais esse. Eis aqui este sambinha feito numa nota só. Outras notas vão entrar, mas a base é uma só. Esta outra é consequência do que acabo de dizer. Como eu sou a consequência inevitável de você. Quanta gente existe por aí que fala tanto e não diz nada, ou quase nada. Já me utilizei de toda a escala, no final não sobrou nada, não deu em nada. E voltei pra minha nota, como eu volto pra você. Vou contar com a minha nota, como eu gosto de você. E quem quer todas as notas, ré, mi, fá, sol, lá, si, dó, fica sempre sem nenhuma, fique numa nota só. Quer
todas as notas, ré, mi, fá, sol, lá, si, dó. Fica sempre sem nenhuma, fique numa nota só. Se você disser que eu desafio amor, saiba que isto em mim provoca imensa dor. Só privilegiados têm ouvido igual ao seu. Eu possuo apenas o que Deus me deu. Se você insiste em classificar meu comportamento diante musical, eu mesmo mentindo devo argumentar que isto é bossa nova, que isto é muito natural, o que você não sabe, nem sequer presente, é que os desafinados também têm coração. Fotografei você na minha Rolleiflex, revelou-se a sua enorme ingratidão. Só não poderá falar assim do meu amor. Este é o maior que você pode encontrar, viu? Você com a sua música esqueceu o principal. Que no peito dos desafinados, no fundo do peito bate calado. No peito dos desafinados também bate um coração.
For you, darling.
And that's Bobby Patterson, and that the track is I Get My Groove on You from another lost vocalist of some merit, Mike.
I like that. I like the fact that you kind of go back to the 60s and the 50s and bring back stuff like this to the present day. That definitely had the feel of the time, and a lot of times, you know, as we've talked in past shows, so much stuff gets lost through the cracks. And
Ms. Rachel Farrell right here on African Rhythms.
It's real. CITR 101.9 FM, and that is the genius of
Ms. Rachel Farrell.
And certainly one of my favorites, I think probably today, Mike, I would say the most underrated vocalist out there who, you know, has unlimited talent, you know, at least Dee Dee Bridgewater, and is touring, getting appreciated. Mm-hmm. Rachel Farrell, I mean, I caught some video footage of her. She was on the blues circuit, you know. I mean, soul people are not appreciating this woman. I mean, all respect to the blues people, you know, folks out there. But I'd like to see a wider audience appreciating this woman.
Yeah, good point, David, because a lot of times studio people like this young lady and Dee Dee Bridgewater, you get a mindset that, well, they're studio singers, so they really couldn't carry a large audience, or they couldn't carry a sound, or, you know, they don't give them a lot of work to do it. It's almost like they're being labeled within the industry, and their room for improvement or their room for growth is limited greatly because they started out doing something that seemed like temp work in the overall scheme of soul, and because of that, they're almost punished for it.
Yeah, well, I don't see them. They're really sure what or how to market this woman yet. That was a CD produced by George Duke, who's also produced mm-hmm. a couple by Diane Reeves. You know, he's done some fantastic modern work in soul music, but also she's done a CD for Blue Notes Japan, which finally got released, First Instruments in North America, and that's quite good too. There's a really good extended live jam where she really does some vocal mm-hmm. acrobatics, getting down to some serious vocal business.
Yes, work that diva muscle there. I like that.
I love that. And what about this Marlena Shaw track? We're really going to drop a heavy on them now.
Well, Marlena Shaw is qualified to drop the heavy. Marlena, mm-hmm. born as Marlena Burgess in New Rochelle, New York, in 1944.
Started out on Cadet?
Yes, I started out on Cadet, but she appeared in the Apollo talent shows at age 10 and was a backup vocalist for Count Basie for 5 years.
Didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. And even better than this, Marlena was the first female artist ever to sign with Blue Note Records, mm-hmm. which was a surprise to me because I thought it was someone else, in all honesty, and that was a little bomb dropped on me.
Actually, Sheila Jordan put out a jazz vocal record on Blue Note, so I don't think she was the first, because Sheila had the one record, but maybe for a contract.
She may have been the first to put an album, but I believe, no, Marlena really was the first one to get an actual contract, so you may be right in that regard.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. Yeah, some very fine stuff on Blue Note. She does a version of Save the Children, but let's go back to, I guess this is about 73, on Columbia Records. A very fine, fine track. What more shall we say? Let's just play the track.
Let the lady work.
Express to you the joy I felt when I realized that I had found the perfect man for me. The man who could make me feel all the things I felt a woman should feel. I said, darling, I want to be the perfect woman for you. I got myself a 3-year subscription to Essence magazine. Read it from cover to cover. You know I wanted to be perfect for him. The blank is beautiful, just keep getting up. Together we can make it. It's gonna be all right. Forget about what society says is or isn't, or what can or cannot be. Keep getting up. He quit his job. Came home one day with 14 mirrors. Some Afro sheen, some Afro clean, some Afro fluid, some Afro do it to it. Gonna sit up in a room and look at the black beautiful. Check out the boy, mother's love, mother's love. I said, well, my darling, I hate to get in your business, you know what I mean, but I mean, what about a job? I mean, what about the gas and the electricity? And well, not that I am equating a job with your manhood, you understand, but I mean, you did have a choice in this. He said, I got to get myself together. I'm tired of working for somebody else. I made me take out a small businessman's loan and open up a head shop. I said, but that's not bringing no money in. I mean,
said, you working, ain't you? Get off my back. I don't know. You see, I wasn't raised like that, y'all. I mean, I figure if I got to get up and go to work every day, then every able-bodied in the household is supposed to get up and go, at least looking. I know it ain't easy out there, but I said, now, if for some reason you feel that you can no longer be the man that I thought you were at the beginning of our relationship, then I got this one thing to lay on you, my sweet. Go away, little boy. Why don't you just go away, little boy? You see, I am not supposed to sit up here alone in the dark with some mirrors and no money and no you. Understand, recognize the fact that your lips, oh, so sweet, ow, but it don't look like our lips, you ain't gonna never have another chance to meet. I think I can find myself another man, and I know what to do when I got somebody who can be true. So why don't you run, 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 run away, little boy. Let the doorknob hit you where the dog should have bit you, little boy. Cause you're hurting me more. Every minute that you delay. Hey, hey. Cause when you need me like this. Me to understand, so my man, just go on away, just go on away, just go on away, little boy, before I do something rash. Little boy, find yourself another set of strings, little boy. Cause you're hurting me more every minute that you delay. Ooh, hey, hey. Oh, when you need me, 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 when you walk close up tight like this, you're getting just a little bit too hard for me to resist. So why don't you go on? Just leave me alone, you know what I mean? Go ahead, take your things with you. Yes, your albums and all them Playboy magazines. And just go on, get out of my life. Now don't stand so close to me when you're trying to get that last goodbye kiss. I know your moves now. Well, don't pull me like that. And don't kiss my eyelids like that. And please don't suck my earlobes like that. And don't. But, well, look. You think you could get a job by Thursday? You promise? Now, you ain't gonna fool me this time. Then you might as well stay. You can be my man one more time. And this time I'm gonna try harder too, sweet baby. This time I'm gonna be sweeter.
could see that I love you. You tell me you love me, ooh, ooh. You say you would, then now you should. This love has no time for the games people play. Yeah.
Sherry Brown on African Rhythms. And I've got some good news tonight. Instead of going till 9 o'clock, this is going to be the longest African Rhythms ever. We're going to go right through till 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Wow, bonus hours in effect. I like this.
That was a beautiful track, Sherry Brown. She's actually from the West Coast, Mike, on Capitol Records from the 80s.
Mm-hmm. L.A. sound is kind of strange because it varies so much. We've always had firm ideas in our mind as to what certain sounds from parts of the country come off at. You know, like we know Philly International and the sexy soul that comes from that area, and you know, the blues that comes from Chicago and stuff like that. LA's always been strange. There's never really been kind of a LA sound that's got a pat definition to it. It's always been kind of scattershot.
There's certainly enough record companies there, but Capitol, they've always had their hands in the pie. I mean, they've had some obscure things back in the late 60s through the 70s. Never put out a huge quantity of material, but yeah. I mean, L.J. Reynolds in the early 80s was on Capitol, and then Sherry Brown put out a couple of albums, and that's really something special. Both albums have some pretty outstanding tracks.
Yeah, well, they obviously are doing something right, David, because they are surviving out there. It's just that, you know, there's no one artist or group of groups that we can say constitute an L.A. sound, you know what I mean? Not like certain other cities and stuff. That's the only thing that's the strangeness about the California music there.
Okay, well, let's go into a really special CD I picked up a couple of weeks ago now, and it's quite an obscure CD, Japanese only, a concert Herbie Hancock did over there, and it's called Flood, and it was originally a double album, which is quite sought after by collectors these days.
Well, we talked about in the last show, Herbie Hancock becoming Buddhist sometime in the early mid-70s, and Yeah, obviously this Asian influence had a lot to do with his own life progress and stuff and what he was going through at the time, and it translated to his music. So I'm not surprised that he went over to Japan and performed and did some of this stuff here.
Yeah, okay, well, let's get to it. A really great version of Butterfly. Yeah.
But I guess before I gotta go, let me say out here to Port Moody, to Port Coquitlam, Burnaby, New Westminster, Vancouver, if you all want to know where the soul trees grow, the roots of all that, and that encompasses it, can be found right here on African Rhythms.
Amen to that. That was Mike Ingram. I'm David Jones. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM on your dial. Peace and love. Herbie Hancock on African Rhythms.
Sure, Coco de Sun. Right now, we'd like to play one of our pretty tunes for the beautiful ladies of Tokyo. This song is called Butterfly. Thank you.
101.9 FM, Scott T's Scenic Drive, and Combination 13 presents a very special night with the return of Easy Big Fella from Seattle and an EP release party for Vancouver's own Los Furios. It's happening at the Cobalt, 319 Main Street. Saturday, July 21st. Tickets at Scratch, Zulu, Highlife, Red Cat, and BrownPaperTickets.com.
And coming up at 9 o'clock in 5 minutes, will be The Basement with Rhett. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, CITR.ca. Tune in and podcast.